So he's the first fashion designer to strut his stuff on the Strictly dance floor, but the judges said Julian McDonald's routine to Vogue on Saturday night was more like Women's Weekly. Cruel, I thought. I wonder what's in store this week. Let's find out. Julian is on the line. Good afternoon, Julian.
Good afternoon. How are you, Lars?
Oh, we're great, thank you. We're all right behind you back at home in Wales. You're doing us proud. So far, so good. And how did it feel getting that first dance out of the way, Julian?
Oh, my God, it was such a sigh of relief. You know, it's kind of... It might look a lot of fun. Behind the sun, there's a lot of hard work and a lot of aching muscles.
Oh, yeah, I bet you've discovered muscles you didn't even know were there.
My neck, my eyes, my legs, my arms, everything's there. And I'm just one ache all over.
Did you say your eyes?
Yeah, my eyes are aching. I didn't know eyes could ache. Mine are aching.
You look like you had a lot of fun, though. You got 20 points for your cha-cha-cha. Were you happy?
Oh, God, I was over the moon. Because the thing is, you know, that's the first time I ever danced a cha-cha-cha or even been in a huge live studio like that. So just to get those points, I was actually so surprised. I thought I would have had twos and threes.
Yeah, you did really well. What about the judges' comments? It was a mixed bag, wasn't it? Len made that very cruel Women's Weekly comment.
Oh, the thing is, I was warned anyway. The thing is, even before I'd done the dance, I was warned that, you know, the judges are going to be really harsh on you this week because they want you to give some feedback because nobody ever talks back to the judges. I said, oh, it's fine. Just bring it on. I can take it. I'm hard enough. I'm from Merthyr Tydfil. I'm used to people shouting at me.
Julian, let's have a reminder of what Craig Revel Hallward had to say.
You certainly did it, but not very well, sadly. I know Madonna has absolutely nothing to worry about. It's true, it was all on completely bent knees. It was hideously flat-footed. The time steps, there wasn't one bit of hip action in there.
But, Craig, there's one thing you must like. Look at my fabulous top! There's 20,000 crystals on this top. That is fabulous. Fine!
A very nice comeback, Julian. Well done. Hey, what about the costumes? I mean, that's your world, isn't it? Are you able to have a say on the designs of anything that you wear?
No, not at all, unfortunately. No, what they do is basically they show me the outfits I'm going to wear. I kind of just saw my outfit that I'm wearing tomorrow, which I'm very happy with. I've kind of accessorized it very nicely. But we're not allowed to actually have any comments at all on the costume. So, you know, it is a live show, and what you see is totally live, and that's what happens. So, you know, that's the Strictly fun of it all. At the end of the day, you know, you've got to take everything with a pinch of salt, and, you know, the judges' comments are fun, they're fair, and they're there for a reason. I just hope that throughout the weeks I can actually get better and learn how to dance, because that is why I'm on Strictly for, you know. There's a part of me that's fun, but there's another part that I really want to learn how to dance. And so why not do it in true Strictly style? It's much better.
Well, absolutely. Your professional dancer is the gorgeous Jeanette. How are you two getting along?
Yeah, great. You know, she's very, very patient. You know, the thing is, you know, it's very technical. It's very hard. And, you know, I said to Jeanette, I said, oh, how long did it teach you? You know, how long does it take for you to learn these dances? She goes, probably about 7 to 10 years to get it to perfection. I said, oh, great, because we've been doing it for 4 days.
I think you're doing great. So you've got a tango coming up, haven't you, this week?
Yeah, I've got a tango, yeah. So I've been in the training room for the last 4 days, doing between 6 to 8 hours, stuck in one room with Jeanette screaming at me. So I'm not sure how it's going to... No, it's hard. I'm not going to lie to anybody and say it's easy. I think, you know, behind all the glitter and all the fun, there's a lot of hard work. And, you know, we're all here today, all the dancers and the celebrities, and, you know, we're all kind of feeling the pinch. We all look tired, and it's a lot. Everybody's been training really hard, and there's a lot of time and effort that goes into everything. And, you know, but at the same time, it is fun and it is exciting, but it's not as easy as what it may look.
No, I'm thinking of the tango face, Julian, because there's a certain sort of sultry, sensual look, isn't there, when you're doing the tango? Have you mastered that?
No. The thing is, I'm trying to be very, very serious, very calm.
Yes.
But unfortunately, you know, you can't become a tango dancer. that Argentinian butch man in 4 days. I'm giving it my best shot, but mine's more of a kind of a comedy of tango. So I'm waiting for the judges' comments. They're going to be very interesting, but you know, there's not going to be any tens this week. I don't think from Julian McDonald. But I am. The good news is I am getting better.
Fantastic.
But, you know, I just need everybody to kind of vote for me to keep me in. And
that's
so,
right.
You know what? This little Welshman will try his hardest.
Yeah, because the public start voting this weekend. So this is the weekend, isn't it, for Wales to get behind you, Julian?
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah, you know, this is where the public kind of take over from the judges, you know, and so it's when everybody gets the vote in and it gets really kind of exciting. It'll be interesting to see who leaves the competition, you know, none of us know, everybody's nervous.
Yes.
And so, you know, we've all got to try our best, really, and try to stay in the competition.
Oh, for sure.
For as long as we can.
Wales is on your side, Julian, you can count on that. Hey, we've heard that Brucey's not very well. He's got the flu, apparently, so he might not be there this weekend.
Yes. We haven't seen him today, actually. Normally, he's kind of practising. And
yes.
Yeah, we haven't seen him yet, but perhaps he might turn up later. But,
yeah, fingers crossed. Anyway, hope he gets well soon. Hey, I better let you get back to your rehearsals. This tango sounds like it's going to be something to behold, Julian. Thank you so much for your time.
It's a tango to Lady Gaga, so you can imagine. it's a mad, crazy mix.
It sounds amazing. It's been a real pleasure talking to you, Julian. Like I said, we're all behind you back here in Wales, so do it for us. The tango, Julian McDonald, that's going to be on Strictly on Saturday night on BBC One Wales. I can't wait.